Hello, everyone. This is the first episode of the Angel Hockey Days podcast. And today we've got a very special guest. Welcome, Josh. So now we're going to preview the entire playoffs. Let's start with the North Division with a classic matchup. And the Toronto Maple Leafs play the Montreal Canadiens. Josh, what do you think of this series?
As you know, Justin, I am a Leafs fan, so I think the Leafs are going to win this because, not to be wrong, Montreal's a really good team, but they've just been facing a lot of injuries this season with Brendan Gallagher and Carey Price with getting a concussion at least twice, I'm pretty sure. I think the Leafs are going to win because they have Riley Nash, Foligno, Matthews, and Tavares, and a bunch of other good players. What are your thoughts?
I think the Habs can upset the Leafs because I don't really trust Jack Campbell, nor do I trust the injured Freddie Anderson. You see, like Jack Campbell, he'll win one of his wins against Ottawa, he allowed 5 goals against them. And if you give Montreal 5 goals, they're not going to allow 6.
Yes, I see. I see it, yeah.
And I'm excited about Cole Caulfield. I think he can really wreck this Leafs defense.
Yeah, I think he is a good player, but I don't know if he can wreck the defense because we also have Morgan Rielly and TJ Brody, and they call TJ Brody Mr. Perfect for a reason.
I see, but I still think if Price comes back, and then he's healthy, then if the Habs get the 2015 Price, they've got like a very good chance to eliminate the Leafs. And there's motivation on the Habs side because no one expects them to win. And look what they did last year against Pittsburgh.
True. You're totally right there. But I just think the Leafs overtimer is going to prevail. I think the Leafs are going to win in 5 games. I'm not going to lie.
Ooh, I think the Habs win in 7. What do you think would a playoff series win against a historical rival like Montreal would do for Toronto?
It would really boost their confidence for sure. And it would give them what they need because they haven't been past the playoffs first round in a couple of years, a couple of decades, I want to say. So if they get this advance to the first round, it could really boost their confidence, really make the team electric, and I think maybe even get to the conference finals with this energy. How about you?
I think if the Leafs can win in just a playoff round, they can go all the way to the Cup. Imagine with all that electricity, especially against a historical rival like Montreal.
Yes, for sure.
Do you think it's going to have the same effect on Montreal if they win?
I don't think so because they will know they kind of got lucky because our team is a heavy-hitting team for sure. Even though they're the top-hitting teams in the NHL, we have Foligno, Thornton, Simmons, and a couple other players that can really hammer it home to say, don't fight with the players. And Matthews has been on a roll with 40 goals.
You think Matthews is the best player in the league, has been the best player in the league this year?
Yes, for sure. I think he has, but it might come a close second to maybe McDavid. I think he will win the MVP, but Matthews has for sure got the rocket in the bag.
Okay. Do you think Montreal has any shot of stopping Matthews or Marner?
In my opinion, not really because not a lot of teams were able to do it because, look, he scored 41 goals in the season.
Okay. Do you think the Leafs, there's any chance the Leafs sweep the Habs?
I don't think a sweep. I think they are. If there is a sweep, it's going to be a very low chance, but I think they might take it to 5 games, Montreal.
All right. And then moving on to the North Division, the other North Division matchup, we have 2 former WHA teams, the Edmonton Oilers and Winnipeg Jets. What do you think viewers should know about this series?
It is going to be a hard battled series. I think that McDavid is going to have an electric series. They might make it out of the first round. I don't know, but this is going to go to a series. In my opinion, that could go to a game seven. How about you?
I think Winnipeg can pull this off in, like, I think Winnipeg might even sweep Edmonton.
Ooh, I don't know, because McDavid could be in there to help them. But remember, he has over 100 points in 50 games. He's averaged over a point a game, almost two.
Yeah, but I don't really trust the playoff Oilers. They don't really have much physicality. And the Jets, you know, they're all about defense, and that's what usually wins Stanley Cups. And on top of that, they're going to get Nick Ehlers back in the playoffs, and they already have Connor Hellebuck, who's basically Winnipeg's gods last season. True. So I think if Connor Hellebuck can have a repeat, then, you know, maybe he can't. I think he will shut down McDavid and Draisaitl single-handedly, despite the Jets' horrendous defense.
True, true. In my opinion, I don't know who to take. It's too early to decide it. After I see game one and who rocks the other team out of their shell, I think then we will know who will win. You know what I mean?
Right. And I think the Winnipeg Jets, like, they don't really have that great a defense, but, like, if you count goaltending as a defense, then they do, because Connor Hellebuck is basically as good as any team's defense and goaltending combined. He's that good.
True. And the Oilers' goaltending has been a little bit iffy this year.
Yeah, like on one of the games against Winnipeg, that on Saturday night, a big night, which is almost like playoff hockey because of the intensity and the viewers, Mike Smith allowed many chances, and, like, it was Kyle Connor of Winnipeg who couldn't really capitalize. Like, if he capitalized on it, on those chances, then Winnipeg might have won 5-3 instead of losing 4-2.
True. I agree with that.
So what do you think Winnipeg needs to do? What do you think Edmonton needs to do to win a series for the first time since 2017?
I don't know, to be honest. They just have to have their star players on their game, goaltending on their game, because I've seen their goaltending has been a little bit iffy, hasn't been the best that it has in a couple of years. And all around, they just need to not get a little nervous, because the Oilers didn't even make it to the playoffs last year. They got knocked off in the play-in rounds.
Yeah, lost to Chicago.
Yeah.
What do you think if Winnipeg wins this series, do you think they could defeat either the Canadiens or the Leafs?
Winnipeg, I don't know. If I feel like they might have a good chance. It might be a close game if they try to defeat Montreal. And you know what I mean?
Yeah, they might.
They might have a good chance. I'd say that if that game really does happen, it goes to game seven for sure.
Yeah, but I think Montreal, no, I'm bullish on Montreal this year. So I personally think they could win this division, because Price, 2015 Price was basically Connor Hellebuck last year. And then on defense, like the skaters, then I think Montreal has that edge on offense. It's close, but if Cole Caulfield is as good as I think he can be, then I think Montreal can go all the way to the conference finals, maybe.
Yeah.
And then let's transition to the Central Division. So what do you think? Let's start with the President's Trophy race, the ending. The Avalanche took the West Division lead and the President's Trophy from Vegas. What do you think? Do you think this could affect Vegas heading into the playoffs?
I don't think it will be affecting them. I think Colorado was always destined to win, because they were storming the league with wins and goals with Nathan MacKinnon and all their other players like that. And so I think this will give the Golden Knights a little bit of, like, depression, sort of, but it also fired them to motivate them to show the league that, hey, you were wrong. We're the better team.
So do you think the Golden Knights, do you think it'll lead them to, like, sweep the Minnesota Wild or something?
I think they will sweep the Minnesota Wild, yeah, because they're a really good team. And Minnesota, I think, isn't just built for that team. How about you?
I think it could go the other way. I think Minnesota could win against Vegas in 7 because Kirill Kaprizov, he just took them from 10 seed all from a 10 seed all the way to third in the West Division, better than St. Louis.
True.
Yeah, St. Louis just won the championship 2 years ago, and then Minnesota's already better than them, and it's mostly to Kaprizov, and I think he can really lead them against Vegas.
I think that too. And now that you bring it up, I think it won't be a sweep. I think I'll go to a game 6, but Vegas will end up winning because they are a really dominant team.
Who do you think has the edge in goaltending, though? Because it's going to be an interesting battle because neither team has certain goaltending. Like Fleury, Vegas tried to trade him this offseason. Lehner's been dealing with injury this year. And the Wild are rolling with Cam Talbot, who just had like his first good season, or who's only been good these past 2 years, and in 2017.
Yeah, I think it will be a little challenge for those players.
So do you think that goaltending battle will be relevant, or do you think it's a Vegas win no matter what?
I think it'll be a goaltending for sure.
And then do you think Kirill Kaprizov makes the Wild's forwards better than Vegas?
That's kind of tough because, I don't know, I'm going to say no. And it's because Vegas has been a really dominant team since they come in the league, right? I don't think they've ever missed the playoffs. They remember first round, they got into the final.
The Stanley Cup Finals?
They went to the Stanley Cup Finals, yes. So I think they have a good chance with that, and they never slowed down on that. They've always been one of the tops in their division, maybe not always top, but one of the top, making it to the playoffs every single year. How about you?
I don't really think Kirill Kaprizov makes the Wild's forward group better than Vegas is quite yet, because they still have Pacioretty and Stone, and I think Stone versus Kaprizov is already a pretty debatable battle, and Vegas for sure has so much more depth than Minnesota. Like, in my opinion, Minnesota is basically Kirill Kaprizov and Kevin Fiala plus anyone else, and plus 10 more skaters as their forward group.
Yeah. But I also think it's going to be a close game. I don't know. Now that I'm hearing it more, I'm rethinking that. I think it might be a close game. Might go to 5, might go to 6.
All right. And then in the winner of that series plays either the Avalanche or the Blues. So what do you think the Avalanche have to do to win their first playoff series in over a decade? What do the Avalanche have to do to beat the Blues?
I think how they're going to beat the Blues is they're just going to be hard on the puck. As you can see, all year they've been dominant. Almost the whole year they've been staying on top of the division by winning games, getting pucks in the net, right? So as they should be continuing that, right?
Right.
And I think that is going to lead to their success.
So do you think if the Blues play the excellent defense they did in 2019, do you think they'll have any chance against Colorado?
Yes, they will. And I think they will. Colorado will still win, but it will be a harder challenge for them.
Now, I think Colorado is going to sweep St. Louis no matter what happens because they've got Nathan MacKinnon, who I should also mention is my favorite player.
Yeah.
And
for the defense, they have Cale Makar, so.
Oh, yeah, and, you know, in my playoff preview, I only mentioned Cale Makar in the second paragraph because their offense was so good. They had the big, big, they had that dominant Rocky Mountain line with McKinnon, Rantanen, and Landeskog. And then they've got all this depth with Kadri. I'm sure that must sting for these fans.
Yeah.
And then, and I think their goaltending, it's, it could be a wash. It's very, it's the wild card of the series, in my opinion.
Yeah. But it doesn't really matter about your defense if you have such good offense. You know what I mean? If your goalie's good and you have really good offense, your defense does not have to be that good. But it should be good, but it doesn't have to be that good.
Yeah, like, just look at Winnipeg. They were second before a big losing streak at the end.
Yeah.
But Colorado's goaltending, specifically Philip Grubauer, has often been injured in the playoffs when it matters most.
Yeah.
Do you think he'll stay healthy?
Yes, I will. I think he will tough it out. If he really does get injured, I think he will tough it out because they have one of the best. They have, in my debatable, one of the best teams in the NHL because, of course, they went to the President's Trophy and won that President's Trophy. So that proves you're one of the best teams. And a lot of teams that won President's Trophy don't really get eliminated in first round, not second round. Most make it to at least conference finals.
Yeah, except for the last 2 years when Boston and Tampa.
Yeah.
And Nashville too.
Yes.
So then on the other side, do you think Jordan Binnington can, you know, steal the series?
I don't know, because the season he had back when he won the cup was really a breakout season for him. And I think he can do that again, but it just, if he does that, they might take it to a game five. I don't know. But because Nathan MacKinnon, Cale Makar, Gabriel Landeskog, Mikko Rantanen, and everyone else, Nazem Kadri, everyone else is just going to overpower Binnington. At some point, he gets tired, and you know what I mean?
Yeah, like there's only so much a goalie can, there's only so much one player, whether it's a goalie or a skater, can do for a team, you know? It's not like you're going to have a goalie, you know, goalies usually don't carry you. Like, they usually don't steal a full series, all four game wins, from especially against a team like Colorado, like the President's Trophy winners.
Yeah.
So then in the East Division, we've got an interesting battle, the Washington Capitals and the Boston Bruins. So what do you think is the most interesting battle in this series?
I think it is the Boston and Washington. You know what I mean? Because they have Tom Wilson. He's been on a little bumpy path with Artemi Panarin. I just want to say that play right there was not a good play by him. It was a really dirty one. I thought he was going to get suspended for the rest of the season, playoffs, and then the next season, if you know what I mean.
Oh, but you thought he was going to get a supreme suspension, like Rafi Torres level, like over 41?
Yeah.
Ooh, the longest.
Because that ruined a superstar's career, and he just mocked the NHL after that. Like, he took it as a joke, and it wasn't cool, wasn't safe for any of the players.
Yeah, I didn't really like that either. I mean, it seems a little bit too violent. Like, even for me, who, like, really supports fights and likes seeing them.
Yeah, I think, like, that retro hockey, don't get me wrong, but that took it too far.
Yeah, like, I like fighting because, you know, it shows the passion of hockey players, but that was just way too far. Panarin didn't even have his helmet on.
Yeah.
And then he was slamming him. Imagine if Panarin's hit the ice, then what?
End a career, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, like I said, it was too far, but I think Washington is going to come out winning this. I think there's going to be a lot of hitting, a lot of brutal games. A couple players are going to get injured, but I think Washington at the end is going to come out and win this because they have been strong.
So you don't think the Bruins can? You don't think the Bruins are strong enough to beat the Caps?
Maybe, because what's his name? Brad Marchand had a really good month. He scored like 12 goals or something. If I'm not wrong, he scored a heavy amount of goals. So that could save them. But I think overall, Washington's going to win it in six. How about you?
I say Boston in seven because they have the best line in this series by far. They've got Pasternak, Marchand, and Bergeron.
Yeah, Washington, that line, don't get me wrong, is kind of been carrying them, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, but they just added Taylor Hall, and, you know, Taylor Hall's starting to look like his 2018 MVP self. So now you've got a big line, you've got a Hart MVP, and then you've got some pretty good depth, like DeBrusk and Krejci.
Yeah.
And then what do you think of the Bruins' defense? Will it cost them the series?
I don't know, because their defense has kind of been falling apart. Not that good. And I think their goalie is Halak right now, and I don't think he can hold on for that long. Like you said, Jordan Binnington, there's only so much a player or a goaltender can do in a game to save his team.
Yeah, but I feel like the big line and plus Hall can save the team, though. Do you think that the big line can save the team?
They could save them if it's each game is a really high scoring game.
So like 8 goals or something?
Not 8 goals for each team, but like 8 goals totally in the first 2 periods.
Ooh. And then, do you trust Washington's goaltending, though?
Sorry, who's sorry?
Washington's goaltending. Do you trust it?
I don't know. Because, I don't know. Because I want to say they have good, but I feel like their goalies are getting a little old, if you know what I mean.
I would disagree, because I think Ilya Samsonov, he's pretty young. He's only
He is young.
Yeah, he's only like 20. He's not even 25 yet. And I think if he can take the net, then he can, you know, he's decent. And in front of a Washington defense, like Washington's defense is actually pretty good.
But he needs experience, though. Like, if you know what I mean, he needs some experience playing at the playoffs, because you can't put him in the finals, like, over their – I don't really recall their main goaltender, if you know what I mean. But Holpe? It's not Holpe. Holpe's on Vancouver.
Oh, wait. Are you talking about, like, when they went to the finals in 2018?
No, I'm talking about this year.
Oh, I don't remember who he was either.
Yeah, so if they're going to put him over, so they're playing this guy for a reason. He has experience and he has some age to him. So if this guy is 25, doesn't really have any, if he's 25, we don't really have any experience, if you know what I mean. So if he doesn't really have any experience and he's not young, that could be a big factor for the Capitals.
Yeah, like, I don't think he's ever played a playoff game. And, you know, you can't be throwing him against a perfection line like Boston's. Yeah. And then you can't expect him to, you know, be winning you games in overtime. You can't expect him to hold the fort down in overtime.
Yeah.
So ultimately, that's one of the reasons why I picked the Bees in 7, because I trust Halak, who's got veteran experience, more than I trust Samsonov.
Okay.
And then we've got the Penguins against the Islanders. So, well, this is a rematch of 2019. Do you think, how much do you think these two teams have changed?
I don't know. I would say they kind of changed a lot. But, like, don't get me wrong. Crosby is looking like his own self. So if he can use that against the Islanders, I think he really has a good chance. And both teams have changed for sure.
Both teams have changed a ton. I agree with you. How much do you think this affects the series?
I think it affects it a lot, because Penguins were able to show they beat Washington for that first spot. Or I think it was Washington that was in second place. They beat them for that first spot, I'm pretty sure. So if they beat them, that shows that Crosby's his old self, Malkin's getting to himself, and all the other players like Kessel and everyone else. And they just got a new GM. So that, including in the future, that if they don't win the cup, that GM could really help them in getting to that finals.
All right. And But how much motivation do you think Pittsburgh's going to have to win the cup this year? Do you think it's like cup or bust territory?
For who?
For Pittsburgh and maybe the Islanders.
I think for Pittsburgh for sure, because they showed they're one of the top teams in the NHL, and one of the top teams, you're expected to go and make it far. So I think this will play a huge factor in their motivation.
Right. Do you think the Penguins are going to win, or do you think the Islanders are going to succeed?
I don't know. I don't know who to say, because this is a really close race. So I think I will have to go with Penguins.
In how many games?
Ooh, six. I want to say six. Five, six. Yeah, six. Because Penguins, I'm looking at the stats right now, had 37 wins, and Islanders had 32. So I think that's going to play a huge factor in.
Wait, why?
I don't know, because look, they had 37 wins and they're just on a 3-win streak. Well, and that's going to give them motivation. If you're on a win streak, right, you play hockey, so that's going to give you motivation for sure.
Or like, and confidence too, right?
Yeah.
Personally, I don't like to think Sidney Crosby's going to lose unless they're playing against my favorite team.
Yes.
And the Islanders are not my favorite team. So I'm going, and I like Jake Guentzel, so I'm going to pick the Penguins in a sweep.
Ooh, that's pretty confident, but I'm going to say 5 or 6, because Islanders do really have a good team, and I believe they can pick it up.
Yeah, but I don't really trust their goaltending. Like, I believe they play either Sorokin. He's never had, like Samsonov, he's never played playoff hockey. And sure, the Penguins, they've literally got Crosby, Malkin. They've got like one of the best players of all time in Crosby. Mm-hmm. And then they've got Malkin, playoff Guentzel probably. So, yeah.
Yeah.
And then the final division, the Central. Let's start with the Hurricanes and the Predators. Do you think the Preds have any chance in this series?
Nope. As much as I don't really like the Hurricanes because of David Ayers, that David Ayers game. No offense to them, but it just took it to heart personally, if you know what I mean. So I think they don't really have a chance. I mean, the other team doesn't really have a chance because they're first in their division. They had a blowout season. They have really good players and everything else.
All right.
How about you? What do you think?
I think the Hurricanes could actually sweep the Preds, but I'll give the Preds a chance because their defense just looks absurd. Like, they've got Yossi, they've got Roman Yossi, Ryan Ellis. If Ryan Ellis is healthy, they've got Matthias Ekholm and they've got Dante Fabro. On top of that, they had such a great run in the last part of the season. So, with that great defense, and then UC Star has been really good in goals. So with an absurd defense and an absurd goalie, then that gives you a chance in almost every series.
Yeah. Go ahead.
So I predict I think the Hurricanes are still going to win, but I'm going to say in 7 games. How about you?
I'm going to say sweep, man. Ooh. Unless a miracle happens to the Predators, but they almost did not get into the playoffs.
Yeah, Dallas was pretty good on that chase.
And Dallas did have a disadvantage because Tyler Seguin had to learn how to rewalk and skate.
Yeah, I guess. And then...
Go ahead.
Or I'm going to transition to the Lightning and Panthers series. Do you have any closing thoughts on the Hurricanes-Preds series?
No, I don't. I think just Hurricanes are just going to sweep. They're a better team overall.
All right. For the final series of the first round that we're going to discuss. Mm-hmm. The Battle of Florida for the first time in history.
I say Panthers in six because in here's my I'm looking at the stats here. Panthers are on a 6-game winning streak. So as you know, that gives you motivation. And I think that's what the Panthers are really gonna feed off of. And they to beat the Lightning, yes, sorry. It's going to be really motivating for them also. And Lightning are also without one of their top players. I think Victor Hedman got injured, if I'm not wrong. Or one of their star players.
And Kucherov.
Yeah. So they are down a lot.
Do you think the Panthers have reliable goaltending, though? Because Bobrovsky isn't what we expected, and they're basically rolling with either Chris Drager or Spencer Knight.
I think it's going to matter a lot. Yes, it's going to affect them a lot because they do have Lightning do have Steven Stamkos, which you can show it. He scores a lot. He's a heavy goal scorer. That's why I'm pretty sure he's the first overall. So that's going to really pound on the Panthers to goaltending. But if they have a good defense to help them only get at least 20 shots off a night, I think the Panthers have this in the bag in six.
Ooh. Now, I don't really trust Florida this year. Like, they've been a good story this year, but I don't think they're really that built to face Tampa Bay. You know, because Tampa Bay, they've got such an explosive team.
But also factor in that a lot of the team is missing.
Yeah, but like they're going to come back. Like Kucherov, many people think Kucherov is not going to be the same when he comes back. But what if that rest actually helped him because he becomes stronger? Or because he wouldn't have to play right after winning the Stanley Cup, you know, in like a few months.
True.
And then the same can apply to a guy like Stamkos.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Andrei Vasilevskiy, he can steal a series. Not that he needs to.
But
and
he definitely can. I agree.
Yeah. And then if you compare this Lightning team to last year's Cup winning team, it's not that different. Like, they lost a few players, most notably Kevin Shattenkirk, but they just added David Savard.
True. So that is a good chance. I'll give you that. But the main reason I'm taking Panthers is because they're down a lot of injuries. And Panthers are on a 6-game winning streak, which really helps your team boost them up. It's like oil in some gears. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I'm picking the Lightning because I think the injuries could help them rest. And then I think they've got more motivation because they didn't really get to, because everyone said their Stanley Cup last year had an asterisk. So I think they're hungry for another one.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've heard from lots of players that once they win the Stanley Cup, they really want to do it again, not once they know like what it feels like.
Yeah, so I think that will also give them good motivation to help them.
So my final predictions, I'm saying Lightning in seven because I still trust Florida's goaltending if it's Spencer Knight because the same way I trust Caulfield. But I don't think it's going to be enough because the Lightning's offense is just too prolific.
Yes, okay.
Do you have any closing thoughts on the playoffs?
No, I actually want to get your prediction on tonight's game with Boston and Washington, if I'm not wrong. What are your predictions on that?
I'm going to say Boston wins 5-3. But let's wrap this podcast up with some Stanley Cup predictions. What do you think is going to be the Stanley Cup final and who wins?
As you know, I'm going to put my Toronto Maple Leafs in there because I love them a lot. And I'm also going to put Colorado in there.
All right. I'm going to put Colorado and I'm going to put Boston. They're two of my favorite teams. Montreal's number one, Boston, and then Montreal, Boston, Colorado. So in your matchup of Toronto versus Colorado, who wins?
That's to be decided, if you know what I mean.
Do you think it goes 7 games?
I think it does, yes.
And what do you think would be the game 7 score?
I don't know. I'm not going to lie. That's for it to play out. Wait, I'm just looking at the playoff bracket right now. I don't think Toronto and Colorado can play each other in the finals.
Oh. So in my matchup of Colorado and Boston, and I like that matchup because I think it's going to be very exciting because you have the two best lines in the league. And then I say it goes 7 games. What do you think would happen in that game 7?
I'm going to be honest with you. I couldn't really tell you.
I say the because Avalanche.
We have seen miracles, if you know what I mean.
Ooh. But who do you think is going to get the miracle, Boston or Colorado?
Colorado. Based on the statistics, I'm going to go Colorado.
Do you think in game 7, do you think it goes to overtime?
I think it will go to overtime. And if that really does happen, I think it'll go overtime in game 6, but not game 7. I think Colorado is going to be down two goals. And there's in third period, they're going to find that motivation to win the Stanley Cup and go and get it.
I also have Colorado winning, but I'm going to say they win in 7 against Boston in an overtime, and Nathan MacKinnon scores an end-to-end goal halfway through overtime, and the Avalanche win their first Stanley Cup in 20 years.
Okay, that's pretty good predictions.
Well, thank you very much for joining me on this podcast, Josh, and good luck.
Thank you. You too.
All right.